Chapter 29. As police and ambulance crews rushed past, leaving flashing blue lights behind them, Amy and Mara walked back across the piazza, Mara's stiletto heels clicking on stone cobbles.
You could have helped a bit more back there.
What, you don't like getting your hands dirty?
Spat Amy. You were handling it, no need for both of us to break a sweat.
Why are you even here?
You know, Jack cannot be trusted.
Yeah, whatever.
It's true.
So, why do you want him then?
I love him, and always will.
It's none of my business anyway. I'm leaving the unit.
He will only follow you. He has always followed you.
What do you mean?
He has always wanted you, from the start.
Don't you know? How do you know?
I was his wife. I killed him because of it, Mara admitted.
Amy was stunned, especially to hear Mara speak as if she were talking about shopping. Does he know you killed him?
Oh, yes. He wanted it. Wanted to be able to be by your side always. Watch from afar.
You are mad.
Ask him.
If you killed him, why are you here? You're a murderer, and I didn't think murderers could do the deal.
I told you. I know people in the right circles. Blackmail is a powerful tool in whatever world you're in.
I don't believe you.
How did you die?
I fell onto a train track during rush hour.
Are you sure you weren't pushed?
Don't be stupid. Who would push me?
Jack pushed you.
Good God, woman. You would say anything to get Jack in trouble.
Amy shook her head with disgust. He wanted to be near you. Watching you from the skies wasn't enough for lovelorn Jack.
The sarcasm dripped in her voice.
Shut up. You're lying.
Ask him.
What?
And cause more arguments? You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I'm just saying, don't trust him, darling.
Mara sashayed ahead, then flew up into the sky. Amy watched her leave.
What a bitch.